Are you ready for a little rewind? The good thing about Ignite Youth, if you do miss out on something, it's not the end of the world because you can catch the rewind on a Sunday morning. We saw about 5 or 6 weeks ago that God loves us perfectly. And that's how we can actually be supernatural, because His grace comes and He pulls us into another dimension. He takes us out of this world, puts us in another world. It's like we've been transformed. We have a brand new identity. Once we were dark, and now we are light. Once we were dead, and now we are alive. Once we were slaves, and now we are sons or daughters. Once we were sinners, and now we are saints. Once we were human, you are no longer human. If your mom ever says you are not acting like a human, tell her that's because I'm supernatural. Make sure you're acting supernatural and not just devilish. You are no longer earthly, you are heavenly. We are aliens and strangers in this world. You are no longer natural, you are supernatural. It's not just Kanye West and others who are talking about superhuman, and Chris Brown and others and being supernatural superwoman. It's us who are the ultimate supernatural ones. And so we stood and made some declarations in that first week. I am supernatural because I am. And remember how we spoke it out, because we are children of God, because we are born again, etc. And we began then to think about, what does it mean to think? Remember this verse from Romans 12? Say it with me. Because of God's mercy, one more time louder. Because of God's mercy, offer your body as a living sacrifice. Don't conform to the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. We saw that our thoughts shape us. Have a look at that progression. When I think something, it ultimately shapes my character. I don't know about you, but that makes me pause and think, wow, guard these thoughts. Because if my thoughts become my beliefs, become my words become my actions become my habits, and ultimately my habits become who I am in the very essence of my being. I'm going to put some centuries around. And don't be like me. One day in a war zone, it's so cold at 3 a.m, I'm in my sleeping bag. And I'm in a bunker in Angola. And there are enemy running everywhere, and I fall asleep. That's not wise. How many of you agree that's not wise? I could have had my throat slit and my weapon stolen, and I would have been in a little bit of trouble. Unfortunately, it was someone with more rank than me who found me in my sleeping bag. How many of you know 3 stripes is bigger than 2 stripes? I was in a little bit of problems in that next week. I didn't stand guard, and as a result, I could have lost my life. Fortunately, I just ran 36 kilometers, and that's not so bad, except I had bricks in my bag. I learned a lesson about guarding, about watching, about staying awake, because our thoughts shape us. We saw there were 2 kinds of thinking, do you remember? Either natural thinking, which is negative, rather than supernatural, which is positive. So we need to move away from that negative thinking into positive thinking. We saw that we must move away from small thinking. That dude ain't going to get into that car. It doesn't matter how much he squeezes in. He needs big thinking. You need to challenge the big giants in your life. We saw that natural thinking is doubtful. I'm not sure that can, will God come through math exam tomorrow? Can God help me? No, possible thinking. I've got power in my hands almost. My mind with God's enabling is huge. Selfish, I just want to use the power for myself. Bruce Almighty, opening up so he could drive through his car. You remember that clip we saw on one Sunday. But it's selfless thinking. It's thinking about using it for others. And so we did it because God is supernatural. I think I can. You remember? We said we know we can. Someone said I can become a vet. Someone said I could get so many people off the streets. You remember all that stuff? I can be a surgeon and never lose someone on my desk. I can make this most amazing movie and win a real Oscar for it. Not just an Ignite Youth Oscar. Go CK. That's going to happen soon. And so we stepped up and we said, we need to accept our mission. And our mission was fivefold, to follow Jesus. Our mission was to fish for men, not literally, but to pull other people into the kingdom, No one likes fish hooks in their mouth. To make disciples, number three, to help people grow into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Number four, to shine before men, to have character that others would look at and say, you're different, you're one of those Jesus dudes. That's a compliment. And lastly, it was to meet people's needs. That was our mission. You don't go on a mission without weapons. I would carry three mortars, 60-millimeter mortars. I would carry nine belts of 2.56-millimeter armor-pierced bullets. I would carry four rocket-propelled grenades. I would carry one RPG-7. And then I was ready to leave with 500 individual 5.56-millimeter tumbling bullets. I was wired as a soldier. I would never leave the base like just with what? Like a little knife. This is not a computer game. You can't hit reset when you die. When you die, you die. So you want to throw as much as possible out there to make a big noise and the enemy would just run away. Wisdom. It's about meeting people's needs in any way that you can. Whenever they're around, you've got all these weapons of love and finances that you're throwing at needs, meeting people's needs. And once we had accepted this mission, we were into what I'm talking about, choosing our weapons, our supernatural weapons. And we were here last week. The weapons are speak in tongues, share wisdom, heal the sick, raise the dead, drive out demons, don't have enough fingers, but I'm going to start again, prophesy, perform miracles, and have dreams and visions. And today, we're going to be saying, hey, because the battle is supernatural, I need super weapons. It's a supernatural battle, so I can't go out just with my intelligence or my good looks. I can't even go out with like a hardcore big Bible to bash people over the head. I need supernatural weapons. And so today it's about stepping up and acting supernatural. And so we want to talk today about how do we actually activate the weapons. If your weapon is on safe, if the safety catch is enabled, you can point the rifle, you will look good in a photograph, but you will be dead. And then you will need to be raised from the dead. And so you want to make sure that weapon is activated. You don't throw a hand grenade, do you, before you've done something really important. What do? You pull the pin. In the rocket-propelled grenade, which will bring down a tank at like half a kilometer, you first take out the safety pin. Otherwise, all you've got is like a ding. And how many of you know that a ding on the outside of a tank isn't anything more than an annoyance? You have to activate. Do you get the idea? Even in the game, you've got to get the weapon, you've got to lock and load. Okay, now I'm ready. And so I'm going to talk you through this morning, and there'll be four presenters this morning in each of these. And this is not a lecture. There'll be a little bit of input coming your way, but you're going to be able to step up and say, I want that weapon. I want that in my arsenal. You know, I was like, I don't care if I'm going to carry heavy when I'm walking patrol. Give it all to me. You want to give me a claymore mine? So when I sleep, if anyone trips the wire, they have 1,000 little ball bearings fly at them. I'm going to carry a claymore mine. When you're in the war zone, you get as many weapons as possible. And a knife isn't bad either for close hand-to-hand combat. It gets messy on your hands, but it's really useful. Okay? This is basic war 101. Are you ready to go to war? Are you ready? You have to because you're in a war. This is a war, guys. There's the enemies against us, and we're at war, so this means war. And so there was a time when some believers were encountered by Paul. And Paul says to them, do you know Jesus? And they say, yes. He says, do you have the Holy Spirit? People forgot to tell us about the Holy Spirit. And Paul said, well, can I pray for you? And they said, it's a war, man. Give me whatever I can. And he prayed for them in Acts 19:6. He put his hands on them. The Holy Spirit came on them. They spoke in tongues and prophesied. And so when they were prayed over, they began to speak in a foreign language. And we'll see where you can use that and what it's all about. And so step one, courtesy of Final Fantasy, is to receive Jesus as your Savior. And so I'm actually talking to believers this morning. If you don't know Jesus, it's cool, don't leave a room, but This is if you've received Jesus, and you can do this all in one go. Receive Jesus, receive God the Spirit. Let him come and baptize you in his Spirit. And you will, as you open yourself up to more of God, okay? So I say, yes, maybe I'm a Christian. You're sitting here today, say, yeah, I gave my life to Jesus, but that was it. I haven't had any other experience. Well, are you willing to open yourself up to more of God today? You can receive the baptism of the Spirit through the laying on of hands. You may fall down under the power. We can't promise you that you will have a standing experience. But that's God's sovereign choice. It doesn't always happen. It happens often when God knows you need a dramatic encounter with him. You will then speak in tongues. You will begin to speak by faith initially, because it's God doesn't just grab you and do like a marionette. He's not Sala who cuts open your brain and fiddles in and touches that part of your brain like he did to the cheerleader on Wednesday night. I hope you don't watch Heroes. It's awesome. But God is not Sala. God is not going to open your... God says, you want something? Take a step of faith. Begin to speak. And hey, it will happen. And then the secret is how this becomes a weapon is when I'm praying for someone and my mind's all, you know, I'm thinking about stuff I have to do. I'm going this afternoon to the Zone to go and watch this best movie ever, The Secret Life of Orchids. But if I'm going to minister to my bro here, I need to put that out of my mind. So I move into my prayer language. And suddenly, I'm not thinking about your movie. I'm sorry, CK. I know it's a fascinating movie, but I'm in the zone. And God begins to drop words and thoughts and supernatural abilities into my heads. And it's almost like I get powered up at that moment. And when I pray for the brother, there's a breakthrough that happens. There was a hijacking incident 2 weeks ago. And some of the girls prayed in tongues, and they drove through people with guns. It was Amy and the other Baby Haven ladies. And there's a power in the gift of tongues, and it activates many of the others. Okay, so here's what we want to do. If you want to step up and receive the baptism of the Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues, I want you to step out of your chair and come. If you want to come forward, won't you just step forward now and we'll pray for you. If you say, hey, I want that weapon. I want to be able to speak in tongues. Come forward without delay and one of us will pray over you. Okay, here we go. To those of you sitting down, I want to say that this is not going to be the only opportunity for you to receive. We want to make Ignite Youth a place where increasingly we receive from God, where you can come forward for prayer in any way.
Alrighty, that was awesome. Who got tongues? How many people got tongues there? Yeah, bring it on, man. That's power. Tongues is awesome. It's like a starting weapon. It's your close combat weapon. Okay, I'm going to carry on with something that when I first started thinking and hearing about sharing a word of wisdom, I used to think like, okay, isn't that prophecy? Isn't that a bit weird? And I'm not so sure about it. And would God ever use me? And I wasn't quite sure, but God's been doing stuff lately. And just in 1 Corinthians 12, God talks about 1 Corinthians 12:8. He says here that he has given us several gifts. It says, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that same Spirit. And so it carries on talking about these gifts that God has given us. And this gift of knowledge is one that is given as a way of knowing something about somebody that is either going to help heal them or going to get them through a mental block. They might be thinking some negative thoughts or can't seem to see their way around it. And God will put a word on somebody's heart that they can go and give to that person. And they don't even know them. So you'll rock up and you'll go like, hey, God's talking to me about something and this is what it is. And that person will go like, how'd you know that? And you'll just, God told me. Okay, so it's a powerful weapon. It's powerful for good. It's powerful for bad. But we're going to go for the powerful for good because we know that we got the Spirit. Some people have used it for like astrology and all sorts of other stuff, and they try and speak other words which are not from God. But we know we got the Spirit. And so because we've got God's Spirit, we can receive from Him. And so just a short testimony about some stuff that happened a little while back. Okay, there's the scripture there that we were just talking about. Is that I think most of you have heard this. I just was at the coffee shop the other day, and I was typing away doing some work. And a lady comes in. She's a bit sick. She kind of walks in. She staggers around. And I'm working away, got a deadline. And she comes and sits next to me. And then while I'm working, I suddenly hear this word or this phrase. and it says lymph node glaucoma, and I've never heard that before. So I'm sitting there going like, what's that? Anyway, so I carry on working, and God says, go pray for her. Now she's about to go, she walks to the desk, and she's standing there, and okay, Lord, I'll go, you know, and I get up, and I go to her, and I go, excuse me, man, this is pretty weird, but I just feel like God wants me to pray for you. Is there anything that you're suffering from or that you're struggling with, like a sickness? So she says, yes, there is. I've actually just had my right breast removed. I've had a mastectomy. I had breast cancer. So I'm like, okay, wow. So I said, does lymph node glaucoma mean anything? She's like, not really. So I'm like, okay, well, let's pray. And she says, tomorrow I'm going for another checkup, and I've got 3 malignant tumors that need to be checked out. So I'm like, well, let's pray that God's going to heal you. I believe he's going to. And so we pray. While we're praying, I feel all her emotional pain. She starts crying. I start crying. And then I'm like, okay, bye, enough. Go, see you later. So anyway, I'm going to go and find her. I know where she works, and I'm going to go and see what God has done, because I believe that he has healed her. But that was like God just dropping a word into my spirit at the most inopportune time. But it can come at any time, and God can use anybody. You don't have to be the most... I've never done theological Baptist college or anything. I've never gone to any schools. I've done a bit of like His People College and stuff. But I'm not trained like expertly in the Bible and how to use it. But God chooses to use people. It doesn't matter who you are. So you don't have to have this qualification or degree. Then another short testimony was just with Pastor Temba downstairs, was that the other day he was asking for people to come up and be healed, sharing on this gift. And he asked for people with one arm shorter than the other to come and stand in the front. And one of the ladies came, and her arm was like radically shorter. She had like that, okay? And John Webb was in the front of the audience, and he came up. And he laid hands on her, and he started praying, and her arm grew out. Now, I could have said, okay, well, maybe she pushed it or whatever. But then she started crying and getting all emotional. I'm like, gosh, she's a good actress, man. Anyway, she went back to her chair. Then Pastor Temba says, now, wait a second. What we're going to do now is we're going to trust God for people in the house to get a sensation. And he gave a bit of teaching on how this happens, is that you can get a feeling, you can get a vision, you can see a word, you can get a little pain in your shoulder that you've never had before. You can even just have a thought that just keeps coming back to you. That's not anything you've ever thought before. And that's a word of knowledge that God is dropping into your spirit for somebody else. And so he then said, okay, anybody in the audience, if you've got a word, can you come up? So about 30 people came, they stood there, and one person came and said, yo, I've got a sore elbow. Has anybody got a sore elbow? And then 2 people in the audience would say, yeah, that's me. I've had pain in my elbow. Okay, and it didn't have to be somebody that was there. Somebody else was like, my back is aching. Yes, my granddad, his back is aching. He's been having severe pain. So that was a word for the granddad. So that person had to then go and phone the granddad. At the end of the day, there was about 80 people that were standing. And they were all like everybody had something, right? And so what Temba said was that it wasn't him that was going to heal, but the people around them. And so everybody then laid hands on those people, and about 80% of those people got healed, all right? And of those people that were still sitting, some people came up afterwards and said, you know what, I was too shy, so I didn't say anything. I just sat there, but I'm healed, because that pain that I had just from hearing the word and seeing people healed, my faith has been grown and I'm healed. They didn't explain it like that, but that's pretty much what happened. So what we're going to trust for now is that, like with us here, we're going to sit, we're going to pray, and we're going to believe and trust that God is going to drop into each of us here just a word for somebody. So we're going to just have a little bit of prayer, then we're just going to have a little bit of quiet time. And in that quiet time, just if you have a sensation, it can be, there's a couple of different ways that you might get it, which I just want to show you here. So you can either feel it, so you can get a feeling in your body, right? You can know it. There's just a thought that comes in that won't go away, a repetition of a thought. You can see it. You might have a vision, which is pretty cool, that you actually see something that might have caused it, like there might have been a red soccer ball that somebody tripped on. So you see a red soccer ball, and they hurt themselves, and God wants to heal them. You might read it. There might be a sign over somebody, like just a word, like leukemia or whatever, that comes up. Okay? You might say it. So in your own tongue, when you're praying, like whether you're Zulu, Sotho, whatever, your home language, you might then say a word which you just get. And so you're like, okay, well, that's for someone. All right? You might dream it, and you might experience it, which is pretty much like feeling it. So I'm just going to ask God, we're just going to trust that the Holy Spirit is here with us, and that He's going to give a couple of us now just a word to come up and share. So while we're praying, if you've got something, I'd just like you to come up and then come and share it. And whoever's got that, if you can then just raise your hand. So just be sure to raise your hand. Don't be shy, because it's going to build the faith of the person that's here. If it's for somebody else that you know, raise your hand. And let's see what God shares and does in this time now as we go. All right, so I'm just going to open in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you that you want to heal us. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our healer, that you're Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, that you're our healer and our provider, Lord. And we just praise you, Lord God. We know that in our inability, Lord God, we can't do anything. But through you, Lord God, that you just open up healing and you open up direction and focus for people that are stuck at junctions, Lord. And even now, as we are here together, we thank you that your Spirit would come, that you would infill us, Lord, and that you would just give us words of knowledge, Lord, words of wisdom to impart to others, Lord God, so that they might be healed, given direction, given hope, given just a supernatural experience of your loving hand touching them, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to stay still for a couple of seconds and just wait on God. But what we had the other night just at Kez was that we had an experience where one of the boys was praying, and he got a sense that like another one of the boys was with somebody that had like short pants and atrophied legs, like muscles that were atrophying. And one of the guys just put his hand up and he said, yeah, you know what, that's my granddad. He's got these legs and he can't walk. He's got muscular dystrophy and he's really been struggling with that. And he's gone to phone his granddad. And so next week we're going to hear what happened to his granddad. So I'll come and share that with you next week. Amen. Practice this and see if you get a word or anything strange that somebody says, just wait on God and go for it. Don't be shy to go and share.
Great. Good morning. You guys good? I'm very good today. So some of you actually did see some stuff, but you just were too afraid to come up. In fact, some of you actually saw people with pain on their knees. Who's got a pain on their knee today? Can you come up quickly? We're going to pray for you. You come up as well. Who's got a pain on their right shoulder? You've been feeling something on your right shoulder in the last week. Where are you? You here somewhere? Can you lift up your hand? Boom, come up. We're going to pray for you quickly for a moment. So Andrew was right. The Lord wants to do some stuff. It's just that we're all just too shy to stand up and do it, right? So you guys actually did have those visions. So how about we all stretch out our hands to these guys, and we're going to pray for them to receive healing right now. Do you guys have pain on your bodies right now? All right. So Father, we just welcome your Holy Spirit. We command that pain to leave that body right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we release complete alignment to that body. Where there is pain, we speak complete healing. And Lord, we just come and we thank you right now for the healing upon these bodies right now in Jesus' name. Just move whatever you, just do whatever you couldn't do before. Check out your shoulders, check out your knee, move it. Let's see what's happening. Is the pain gone? Is the pain gone? Just about? Just carry on moving it. Hey, you guys, don't stop, hey. Just carry on thanking the Lord, carry on pressing in. The moment you're done, just lift your hand if you feel like you're completely healed. If you feel like you're completely healed, just raise your hand. Thank you, Lord. Divine healing, let it come upon them. How are you feeling? Between 0 to 10, and 10 being you're completely healed, where are you? 6? 8? 9. Great. Okay, you guys go sit down. Let's clap hands for the Lord. All right, so we're going to pray for the guys anyway at the end of the, this is a how to pray for the sick or whatever, heal the sick. So at the end, we're going to pray for people. So we're going to trust that those guys are going to be a complete 10. How many guys are keen to be supernatural? How many of you know that God wants to move from just giving you a weapon to you becoming a weapon? Isn't that fun? Okay, you can put your hands down now. The Bible never commands us to pray for the sick. The Bible commands us to heal the sick. You guys know that? That healing the sick is a weapon in and of itself. That God speaks to you as though he knows that he's given you all power and authority to heal the sick. So he doesn't ask you to pray for the sick. He commands you to heal them because you have the power in you. Can Sipo stand for a moment? Sipo, can you just stand for 1 second? What's he wearing underneath that black shirt? Superman. Thanks, brother man. Do you know, no matter how many times Clark Kent goes to the newspaper and does his journalism work, he's still Superman. Yeah? That he can't run away from the fact that he is Superman. Just like you can't run away from the fact that you're supernatural. The moment you got saved, the moment you got filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the weapon of healing in your hands every single day. It's just a choice of whether to use it or not. Do you guys know that? If sickness is a criminal, then I'm a cop, aren't I? Hey, if sickness is goblin, then I'm Spider-Man. Isn't that true? If sickness is a terrorist attack, then I'm the counter-terrorist unit. Yeah? Yeah, that's a good point to clap. You can just clap there, because that's what you are. So, when I see sickness in someone, pain, disease, I don't have to wait for a light to come and say, whoa, pray for him. Because I'm the counter-terrorist unit. I'm a cop. If I see something happening that is not right, that is unjust, it is my job as a policeman to use the weapons I've been given to protect the citizens of this nation. You guys know that? So we're all waiting for a wow moment to feel like, oh, I have so much power. But God says, I've given you power. When you find someone who's sick, I've given you the weapon. It is your duty, your rule. I am obligated to serve him and bring supernatural fruit of divine healing before his throne. So when I see someone is sick, I know, oh, wow, I've just been given an opportunity to be a cop and to annihilate the sickness. Yeah? So let's read some scriptures so that you guys know I'm biblical. With the other bunch. I'm so bad at this.
Okay, we've all got our gifts.
Yeah, we've all got our gifts. Mine is just not technology. That's what it is. Okay. Let me read this. What does this weapon do? The healing of the sick weapon. It destroys the works of the enemy. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. God is with you. We have a simple assignment to do good. That means wherever we find evil, we overwhelm evil with good. How many of you know that sickness is not good? So in that moment, when I see sickness, I have the power and the obligation to deliver goodness to that place. Next scripture. This weapon reveals the glory of God in so much that the multitude wondered, when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Whenever you move in this gift, we reveal the King's glory. I'm going to give you a simple prayer model. I want five people to come up here. Just five people. Quickly. You don't have to rush to get up here. Just five. Oh, man, you guys are so fast. This is unbelievable. There we go. There we go. We've got five. Just stand in one row. Okay? Your name is changed. Your name is Welcome. Welcome, all right? Don't worry about that. Your name is Welcome. Your name is Command. Your name is Release. Your name is Thanksgiving. And your name is Ask. This is a simple prayer model. How do we pray for the sick? Sorry, how do we release healing upon those who are sick? This simple model here. We welcome the Holy Spirit. We command that sickness to go or that pain to go. We release the goodness of God, the alignment of God upon that pain or whatever area. We thank God for that healing, and we ask the person if how they're feeling, if they're healed. Simple. Your name is?
Welcome.
We command. We release. Thanksgiving. Ask. Okay, well done, guys. Can sit down. Okay, so who's sick here today? You've got any pain on your body, sick? Some of you had stomach bug as well in the last couple of week as well. Who's sick this morning? Who's not feeling too great? Can everyone who's sick, can you just stand up where you are? If you're not feeling great, you're in pain. Another person's got a pain on their ankle, right ankle. Where you can you also stand up wherever you are? Just stand up. How many? Just lift up your hands so we see who you are. The one guy there. Those who are around them, can we all just pray, lay hands on them quickly, try and find someone to pray for, and just do this model quickly? Thank you, Lord, for your healing. How are you feeling? You good? Awesome. When you get to the ask part, just ask them how they're feeling and just give a report back if they're healed, whatever's happening. Awesome, guys. Can you guys give yourselves a round of applause quickly for a moment? Listen, many times I've prayed for people to be healed and they weren't healed instantly, but I continue to press in because I must bring justice. Yeah? I must bring that healing where people are sick. Now, we're going to watch a short movie clip. You guys ready?
Grandpa! I'm so happy to see you! Wait, are you here for me?
It's not your time, Goku. There's much left to do. Always have faith in who you are.
Kami!
Pain is good.
God is so good. God is so good. I love what he said there. Always have faith in who you are. What Siviwe said, you're not, and what Mark said, you're not just Zach. You are superhuman. You are supernatural. Always have faith in who you are. Now, the fourth weapon that we can use is raising the dead. Are you guys keen for that today? No, I'm serious. Are you guys keen for that today? Because this is not, guys, get this. This is not a pep talk. This is not like cheerleading. You know when the first team is about to play and it's like, we're going to crush them today. And everyone goes, yeah, because it's like this big hype. This is God. This is real. This is stuff that you guys can actually do. Raising the dead. The question is, who raises people from the dead? Anybody have any ideas of who can do this? Who raises people from the dead? Some people will say God. And you know what? It's true. This is what the Bible says. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he's pleased to give it to. So God can raise people from the dead, right? You know when they say ashes to ashes and dust to dust? In the beginning, God picked up dust, blew life into it, and created man. So God can make us and God can take us out. Do you know what I'm saying? So God can raise us from the dead, amen? Even in the Bible in Acts, Peter, who was speaking, was preaching to the people, and he said to them that the Jesus that you killed, when they killed Jesus and crucified him on the cross, he said to them, the Jesus that you killed and God raised from the dead, that is the Christ. So God raises people from the dead. Who else raises people from the dead? People, from the Bible times at least, raise people from the dead, amen? Lots of stories. If you go to 1 Kings, you'll see Elijah raised a woman. Elisha raised a woman. Jesus raised a widow's son. Jesus raised Jairus' daughter. There's a story in the Bible where Jesus goes to Lazarus' home. And Lazarus is dead. Like, he's dead. 3 days he's been dead. Jesus was chilling out somewhere else. And the people came to him and said, listen, Lord, Lazarus is dying. Please can you come? Because they believe that Jesus, if he came, then he'd heal them. They said, please, can you come to Lazarus' place? He's about to be out. Jesus says, I'll be there. Takes him 3 days to get there. He doesn't go there immediately. But guess what? On the third day, he rocks up. Everybody's crying. Oh, Lazarus, because everybody loves Lazarus. Everybody's crying. Oh. Mary comes to Jesus and says, Lord, if you were here, if only you were here, then this wouldn't have happened. In the end, fast forward the story, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. He was dead 3 days, and Jesus raised him from the dead. Peter, after Jesus had died, Peter raised Tabitha. Paul, after Jesus had died, raised a young man. And guess what? We're living in an age after Jesus has been killed when he was on earth. Amen? So our story starts from the second last one, where we don't have Jesus to call, and he just walks in here, at least in human form. But Jesus, guess what? When we accepted him into our lives, like Siviwe said, we are a weapon. So guess what? Who else can heal people? What can we do? What can we do? I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these. Guys, this is why this book is so exciting. This is why this is not just a book that should like sit on the side of your bed, because you read things like this and all of a sudden your life changes. Jesus said these words, I tell you the truth, anyone, look around, anyone, everybody say anyone. So even if you wear like skinny blue jeans like my man Neil there at the back, he's got the power to do it. Even if you've got like a beanie, or anyone, if you like Chris Brown, if you listen to Eminem behind closed doors, if you know, the Bible says anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater works than these. Jesus raised people from the dead. Jesus walked on water.
Jesus changed water to wine. Jesus did all these wonderful things, and when he died, he still said, anyone who has faith in me will do even greater works than these. You know what? The disciples, and Mark went to a Baptist school, so he can confer this. The disciples were not 35, 46, 57 year olds when Jesus called them. When Jesus called the disciples, the 12 that he said, come and follow me, they were teenagers. They were teenagers. So if Mark and I and Andrew and Cheryl were alive back in that day, there would be an Ignite Youth there. And the disciples would be there. But since we're not in that time and we're in this time, it's you guys who are here. They were teenagers. And guess what Jesus said to them when he sent them out? They spent some time with Jesus watching what he was doing. You know, Jesus taught them a couple of things on how to live and how to do things. And there came a point where Jesus actually sent them out to go and do stuff. And in Matthew 10, this is what Jesus says to them. He says, as you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is nigh. First one, what does it say? Heal the sick. Second one, raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy and drive out demons. Like he didn't explain it, like Sevilla was saying. He just said, okay, guys, let's go out and do this stuff. Heal the sick, raise the dead. And you know what I'm going to be saying to you guys this morning as a weapon, a fourth weapon? Go out, heal the sick, raise the dead, share wisdom, speak in tongues. Because you know what, guys? We are supernatural and we can do this. You know why we can do it? Jesus' final words. And you know, like in a movie where someone is about to die, poof, and then they're like on the floor and the camera zooms in on them. You know why they do that? Because the final words that someone speaks are like the most important. It's the last thing you're ever going to say before you die. It's like, poof, this guy is about to bounce. We're never going to hear from him again. And Jesus' final words to his disciples before some of them would ever see him ever again, he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. That's what Jesus said. His final words to his disciples, it wasn't anything else, but guys, I've got all the power. I've got everything, all authority in heaven and on earth, and I'm giving it to you to go out and make disciples. The Bible says, it says, teaching people how to live according to my word. It says, therefore, go out and make disciples, baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. And guys, that's why we can do all this stuff. Because God surely is with us to the very end of the age. And he sent us and he said, go and teach everybody that you know to obey my commands. We've learned today that one of the commands is raise the dead. Heal the sick, share your wisdom, speak in tongues. So guys, as we leave today, I want you guys to be inspired that this isn't just like church service 101. This is a lifestyle that we're going to walk into. We are supernatural. I love what Sevilla said. God doesn't just give us weapons, but he's going to make us weapons. Are you guys keen for that? So when raising the dead, I'm not running away from the fact raising the dead is a possibility. So next time somebody dies in your presence, seek God. Lord, should I use this weapon now? Because God will give you the wisdom of whether you should do it or you shouldn't. Amen? Can we not be afraid of death? Can we not be afraid when we hear, oh, my grandmother's sick. My grandmother died, man. Hey, and I loved her very much. But if I had known this, I would have been bolder to say, you know what? Maybe not today because I'm here. Next time a family member or next time your friend feels sick, ask God. Seek God and say, Lord, should I step up and do this? And he'll tell you yes or no. And then if he says yes, man, go for it. If he says no, his peace and his comfort will be all over you. But the fact is, guys, that we are supernatural. Amen. You are supernatural. These are your weapons. Use them. Use them. Amen. All right, guys. Weapon number one, speak in tongues. Number two, share your wisdom. God will give you stuff that you're not even thinking. Go out and share it with people. Heal the sick. You can do it. Raise the dead. Some of you who have faith, go to a hospital. Go to the intensive care unit and pray for people there. Those of you who have that kind of faith. Next week, we're going to be discovering four more weapons. And guys, this isn't just church. Like I said, these are four weapons that you guys are going to use in the holidays. when you have no time but just to be supernatural wherever you go. Amen. It's going to be driving out demons. We're going to show you how to do that. If any of you have demons, bring them. We're going to kick them out tomorrow. We're going to kick them out on Sunday. Just invite them. Just say, hey, come, just want to chill out with you at Ignite Youth. And then we're going to just surprise them when they get in here. We're going to prophesy. We're going to teach you guys how to perform miracles. Amen. Amen. We're going to do it. And we're going to teach you guys about having dreams and vision. Supernatural acting. Guys, you guys have been awesome. Go out and be supernatural.